We're going to circle back now. The Cowboys and Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have an opinion.
Go.
You have an opinion?
Well, of course I do.
All right. I don't want to hear any more crap about a Super Bowl ring and a Super Bowl run. Stuff it. Shut up at the star. Shut up at the star. When you look like something a cat puked up, you don't have the right to talk about a Super Bowl ring. Beat somebody, anybody. And I don't want to hear crap from the Cowboys in their locker room. But, oh, we're so angry now. Oh, yeah, you were so confident a couple of weeks ago. And you were so, oh, don't worry about it a few weeks ago. Hey, it's a different emotion and a different set of baloney every week out of that place. Shut up, all of you. Quit talking. Quit talking and beat somebody.
Someone here at Waterburger, they were having a conversation in the booth, and Norm yelled, shut up. And they looked up like, hell are you talking to, man?
Sorry.
Just here enjoying a nice conversation. Everyone looked up and was like, who are you talking to, man?
Hey, if you want us to start believing in you, do something to cause it. And if you win tonight, shut up after the game. You won one freaking football game against a team that's just as lost as you are. Beat the Bears, then beat the Rams, then beat the Eagles. And then maybe if you want to rest some people against the Redskins, we'll understand. But we're tired of your crap. It starts at Jerry, it goes to Steven, it goes to the coaches, and it especially goes to the players. I'm sorry. Beat somebody. If you think this is all Jason Garrett's doing, then continue to play like a bunch of spares. He'll get fired and somebody else will come in and yell at you next year for being a pathetic mediocrity. Put a cork in it. Beat the Bears. Keep a cork in it. Beat the Rams. Beat the Eagles. And then start telling us how you've started to turn your season around. We're tired of hearing, oh, but we could even lose to the Bears and still be leading the NFC East. That's like seeing you're better looking than a wildebeest. Come on. God's sakes. This is such crap. We're all tired of it. And I especially got tired this week, Donnie, of all the stories out there that... Now the Cowboys are kind of ticked off. Why weren't they ticked off in August? What'd they have to prove? What'd they have to boast about coming into this season? What, 25 years of nothing? That's what we had to boast about? Oh, we won a playoff game when... Let's see, who was president? It'll come to me. Oh, come on. This club seems so damned entitled, Donnie. It's just, they're all getting great money. They live in a great city. They're heroes. They don't ever have to buy a meal. And every week it's a different emotion. Explaining something away. This club should be better than it is. Start proving something.